please. 662.
Grant a revocable permit valid from July 1, 2017 to June 30, 2022 to Metro North to Portland close Street, Southwest Main Southwest Street Portland between Street. Southwest Broadway and Southwest.
Excuse me. This is an interruption in violation of council rules. If you continue, you'll be asked to leave.
And Southwest Park Avenue East to accommodate specified temporary uses and activities within the right-of-way and waive fees.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Carl Lyle with the Spectator Venues Program at the Office of Management and Finance. I have with me Executive Director of the Portland Five Centers for the Arts, Robin Williams.
And I'm sorry, I actually wanted to introduce this. I got sidetracked. I first of all want to start out by
Please.
Thanking you and thanking the work that OMF and the Fire Bureau and PBOT have done putting this this ordinance to the council, and I appreciate it. It's going to ensure that Portland 5 can continue to close Southwest Main Street as they have for many, many years in the interest of public safety, and also to be able to hold the many wonderful events that are marquee events throughout the summer. Southwest Main Street and Portland 5 are generally great community assets, and the city's been very happy to partner with them as owners of the theater buildings and as the streets. So you've already introduced yourself. I'll let you continue, but I want to welcome you and thank you for being here today.
Great. Thank you very much. So I'll just give a very brief overview of what this ordinance is, kind of how we got to this point, and then Robin can talk a little bit about how important it is for the operations of Portland 5 venues and the activities they have. This is about Southwest Main Street, and I do have one slide for this because this is a case where a picture is probably worth at least 1,000 words. But what we're talking about is Southwest Main Street between Broadway and the Park Blocks, and as you know, it's between the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall and Antoinette Hatfield Hall, two city-owned facilities that are operated by the Portland Five as part of Metro. These improvements, it's a unique street, right? And it has special plantings and pavings, and it has bollards and automatic gates that allow the street to be easily closed, both to improve public safety when there are events and lots of pedestrians involved with events in the theater buildings, but also for events in that street. It was designed and developed when Antoinette Hatfield Hall opened in the late 1980s, I think 1987, and it's been pretty successful ever since. The actual sort of rules and permitting and regulations about that street, because it remains a City of Portland right-of-way, a piece of actual street, have become pretty complicated over time and have been governed by a series of different ordinances granted by the council, but also administrative permits related to uses and various different things over time. In the course of kind of going through that process or beginning to enter that process of conversations about how to allow the closure of the street for the regular events, we realized in working with our partners at Transportation, and we do have staff here if there are any questions for Transportation as well, that it would be beneficial to consolidate those various different permits and clarify exactly what was allowed and what could be allowed and do it for a longer time period rather than just one or two events at a time. So that's really what you have. We worked closely with the PBOT staff, both in permitting group, Rich Eisenhower, and also the traffic engineering folks, Carl Snyder, and they're both here if there are questions, and with the Fire Bureau, who has a role in ensuring public safety during events and closures as well. And what we've come up with is this revocable permit, which would be valid for 5 years and allow essentially the Portland 5 to continue operating the street, closing it regularly for both improving public safety, emergencies, but also allowing events in the street and then increasing safety when there are lots of things and people happening and going back and forth between the two theater buildings adjacent to that street. So it's not really a change in existing practices. It's kind of a housekeeping measure that clarifies the intent and the importance of their ability, Portland 5's ability, to use that street and continues it for a period of 5 years. So with that, I'll turn it over to Robin.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to close Main Street in conjunction with some of the things that we do at Portland 5 venues. Certainly the safety aspect of being able to keep our patrons and certainly all the children that come to our student events safe is really, really important to us. But we have found Main Street to be an important tool to us to provide free programming that we can open up to the entire community in a way we believe it allows our buildings to kind of open their arms more. When we started our, I believe we're on our 11th or 12th year with our Music on Main free concert series once a week through the summer. And prior to that, our Summer Arts on Main program, which starts around the noon hour in conjunction with the farmers market. And we use that opportunity to bring in local arts organizations, smaller organizations that don't get an opportunity to perform in our building and don't get it in front of a downtown audience all the time. So it's a great opportunity to bring them in. Our volunteers run a program of free arts activities for any children that come down during this time period. We have a partnership with the farmers market to do vegetable car races and all kinds of really fun activities at lunch. Then we segue into the evening where we present local musicians. We raise the funds to pay these musicians so that we are supporting local performers. But we offer this program for free. And I have a friend who lives in Section 8 housing a couple blocks away. And she told me how important it was for us to have these events so her residents could come down and sit. There's no obligation to buy anything or pay any money, and you get this free activity. And I think that's a very important part of who we are and who we have become. When we made the name change to Portland 5, it was because we really want to be Portland's performing arts center. And Main Street's become a real important part of that for us to be able to continue doing that. We very much appreciate this partnership with the city over the past 30 years and the ability to continue doing this well into the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I would just add one more thing. You'll notice that there is an emergency clause in this ordinance, and that's because the first of the annual Music on Main Wednesday event is scheduled to happen
July 5th.
July 5th. So we need to get this taken care of.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Is there a public testimony on this item?
We have three people signed up.
Very good. If you just hang out for a minute.
Star Stoffer, Robert West, and Joe Walsh.
Good morning.
Morning.
Star Stoffer. Again, I have the same question. Where is the representation of the black community to sit up here and talk about this art program? What? I mean, I know it sounds like a broken record, but quite frankly, racism is a broken record. And this is ridiculous. So who's the performers that are going to be paid? Are any of them black? Is the art that's going to be up going to represent the historical struggle of black people? I mean, are we going to educate this racist community with white hate crimes happening literally every single day now? I mean, even you have acknowledged the rise in white hate crimes. So are we going to actually stand as a community? I mean, if you're going to use that word community, I hate to break it to you, but that includes black and brown people. So if you talk about community, why are they not being represented when we live in a city that is, number one, one of the most racist in the country, and number two, one of the highest for white hate crimes in the country right now? There better be some education for people of color, or that stuff, it might get shut down. I don't know. I can't say how people in the city will react. They're pretty pissed. I mean, they're tired of, you know, being marginalized by white people. They're tired of white voices drowning out their voices while they're being killed and maimed in the streets. So where's the education on that? Or is this just more celebrating white people with white money and their white privilege having a permit to shut down an entire street to pat themselves on the back and call themselves a community? That is shameful, shameful, shameful. No KKK, no USA. You know what I'm saying? This is disgusting. I'm sick and tired of seeing these white groups get up here without any representation from the black community and speaking about community. We're tired of hearing their voices. We want to hear the voices of people of color coming up here, not just being invited, but being allowed to help lead. Not, and I hate to use that word allow, but when white supremacy rules everything, what other word is there? Shameful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're not welcome.
My name is Bob. I'm with Film the Police. And I find it really interesting that you guys want to grant extended permits for yuppie stuff and people with money. But when it comes to areas like street parties and stuff in Northeast Portland or protests, you guys want to charge the protesters a lot of money and other people in the street parties and stuff a lot of money to shut down the street. And these people don't have a lot of money. You know, what you're doing is financially unfair to the and to disadvantaged people. I think what it is if you grant these people a permit, then you need to remove the money at things from the permit system and allow people to get permits without having to pay for them, and allow protests without riot cops coming in and beating people up and kettling them and gassing them. That was really bad. You want to close down a street so yuppies can have parties for a year, 5 years, whatever. But when it comes to a protest where people are tired of racism in their city, you want to kettle them and gas them, and you call that all right? That's shameful. That's why you're seeing all these anti-racist stuff. I sat there and watched the Portland police go up to a Muslim house on a welfare check on a guy, right? And as soon as they found out there was children in there, the police wanted to know the names and ages of every one of those children because the guy supposedly doesn't live there and the lady was on welfare. So they wanted to do that so they could notify CPS of what was going on.
Thank you.
And the Muslims were black.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Your time is up. Thank you. Mr. Walsh?
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. For the record, I represent Individuals for Justice. One of the things I can't figure out is why Metro is asking you to waive the fees. I mean, Metro has some bucks. So why are they asking you to waive the fees, and what kind of fees are we talking about? If they want them waived, it must be significant. And if they got the money, they ought to pay. I think it's a great idea to close the streets, and I think what the other speakers are trying to tell you is this year, 2017, is the beginning of people going before city councils and school boards and saying, hey, folks, do your job. That's what we're demanding. And we have a right to do that if you read the First Amendment. The last line says, I have a right to petition my government. And that's what we do, whether you like it or not. Do your job. And people are crying out to you. Go into the community. Theresa Rufford is sitting here. Get together with her and say, okay, how can we help you? That's your job. Hi, Joe Walsh. How can we help you? That's your job. And that's why we get so angry with you. Metro's got money. Why are you waiving the fees for Metro? That's what we're asking you. And how much are you waiving? Is it $10 or $10 million? I don't know. Do you?
Thank you.
Hi. It's $1,200 a year.
Mary Seip. I don't consider myself a yuppie. I am white. I'm low income. Without this program, it would be very, very unusual for me to get to enjoy the entertainment that they provide. I can't afford to even go to a movie theater. And so the programs like this that the city provides, I get to take advantage of. My neighbors get to take advantage of it. I've been going to these concerts for years. I see a diverse audience. I see diverse groups that perform, and I do understand the concerns about waiving the fees. To me, I think the thing that needs to be balanced is, are these fees going to cost so much that they can no longer do this. I think that's an important consideration. I do have concerns when I see one city agency collecting fees from another city agency for different permits, and I think that's something that we need to look at. I know that the Noise Control Office has a program that, with the city parks for all of the multiple events that they have, and they wrap it up into one permit and charge one fee. And so maybe not waive the fee, but condense the fee. But in any event, I just want to say that without this type of program, there are a lot of people in the city that would never get to enjoy these events or see these performers ever. So, thank
you. That's correct. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, the amount of the fee was addressed at $1,200 per year, and I do agree with the other speakers that that shouldn't be waived to Metro. And it's my understanding that the permit we're talking about is to Metro for their use of 20 times per year with an extension of, I believe, 10 more times with a written approval. Now, my big issue on here is these are city-owned buildings, and I don't think the city should own these buildings. I don't think the city of Portland should be in the performing arts venues business. I think these should be sold out to private investors. The reason why I say that is I always thought the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall, which I know Jordan Snitzer, was owned by the Snitzers. Now, I'm kind of surprised on that. I'd like to actually see this sold to the Snitzers. Let them own this building. Why you're in the real estate business, holding business, is beyond me. Why you think you're a land banking institution is beyond me. Why you think you're a philanthropist is beyond me. All conflicts of interest, and I hope that somebody pursues this and lets you understand you're not in the real estate business, okay? And these should be sold to the private sector. The private sector should have control of this. And again, as far as on Metro being able to consolidate all the permits and waive the fees, I think it's inappropriate. And it shouldn't happen like that. So again, put these buildings up for sale. Get out of the real estate business, land banking business. Let the private sector have their properties. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, colleagues, comments? I will just say this. Well, I shall say it during my vote. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Britt? Udaly?
I'm very happy to support this item. It's wonderful that we have free programming for the public and these are great spaces that also provide opportunities for culturally specific organizations, provide access for low-income audience members, and just back after a week gone, and I'm feeling highly amused by some of this testimony. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you very much to Metro and to the Portland Five for managing these city assets for us so that everybody can enjoy them. And I agree that the lots of people of all kinds come to the concerts and other events in that space, and it obviously makes a lot of sense to consolidate all the permits so you cut down on paperwork and time spent doing fairly routine things. So also thanks to Janine Gates on my staff who had it in my notes about how much the permit fees being waived is. Aye.
I believe it is absolutely critical that these venues and arts and culture be accessible to everybody in our community. And so I'm a little surprised by some of the testimony that seems to suggest either people don't understand that this is about access, in many cases for free, for people in our community to be able to participate in activities that in other cities cost a lot of money. in order to be able to participate in them. And I want to thank the various groups and organizations that actively participate in the planning and the running of these events with the clear intention of including the community broadly. So I am very happy to support this, and I encourage everybody I think one of the most exciting things is when they have the noon concerts. I think those are great on a beautiful day. Anybody who wants to come can show up, bring your bag lunch or whatever, and enjoy it. So I'm all for it. Thank you. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. The permit.